Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signs an agreement with an opposition party, and if it's ratified, will mean he will stay in power until 2025. Putting it in some context, back in August 2021, not even a year ago, Justin Trudeau had a brilliant piece of political strategy in which he called for a snap election, which in a parliamentary system means that he can call for a new parliament election, and then of which he is then elected prime minister from. It was a brilliant move because it ratified his position and allows him to stay in power for now, possibly until 2025. The agreement is with the New Democratic Party, in which it's not going to have any new cabinet seats for the New Democratic Party, but it's a so-called confidence and supply agreement, which means the New Democratic Party will be supplying votes in order to ensure that some of the policies go through for the Liberals, such as Justin Trudeau's budget plan. And in return, they'll be able to get some of their concessions or things that they've been pushing for, like pharmacare and dental care programs. It's a brilliant move, honestly, of political strategy to be able to stay in power. With him calling for an election in August of 2021, then in September, getting a big win right at the height of all of his vaccination policies and all of that rollout. Which means that he's going to be able to stay in power long enough to potentially distance himself from some of the criticism he's getting under his implications of the Emergencies Act. Say what you will about Justin Trudeau, but him and his team are brilliant political actors. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.